lovely to see so many here. You might not think there's a lot, but on this cold morning. But the theme really today is about giving glory to God, that he's with us. But if we go back a step, it was the shepherds, the lowliest of the low. Many of them just slept in the fields because they had no home to go to. They weren't the type of people that were accepted into the temples or into people's houses. And quite often they were the hired hand that looked after the sheep. But I remember Jerry Cox used to say something about it. If you go up into the walls, you can see quite often gaps in the fences that were, we presume, were for gates. But in Jesus' time, that used to be where the shepherds used to sleep, across the gateways to keep the sheep in. So it's a strange thing that Jesus was foretold to the lowliest of the low. And maybe that's what we should think about this Christmas. Those that haven't got a home. Those that are struggling financially. Those that are in desperate need of safety, somewhere to find refuge. It says in the Gospel, Mary pondered all the things the shepherd said in her heart. How often do we ponder those things in our heart? And I said at the beginning of Mass, it's a time to renew our faith in God, to renew our faith in Jesus. I think every time we see a new baby that is born, we look in awe at this new life. For this Christmas, for the past 2 years, it's been a troubled time. So let's look forward to better times ahead, not only for us and our families, but families throughout the world that are in desperate need, and commit ourselves to giving them what support we can, in whatever way, and our prayers. The most important thing is our prayers and our love. That's the theme of Christmas every year. Prayer, love, and glory to God.